This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second hour of the show. Barry, Nick, Joel, Usual Suspects. We are appreciating you along for the ride. Lots of you guys already participating, which is what we love, which is why you are the suspects. So we're checking the text lines, our Twitter accounts. A lot of you people chiming in on a lot of different topics, and that's always a good thing.
Somebody texted when we had Trey on earlier and said, because we asked Trey, did you get any?
Yeah.
And he said, I don't think so. They said, I don't think so is the greatest answer to did you get any ever. You can always count on Trey for at least one really funny moment when there's a microphone in his
face. What is the one that you isolated?
I'm not a prevert.
Prevert? Yeah, I'm not a prevert.
But see, that's Trey. I know Trey
that's
well enough now. Yeah, he
that
did that
was
on
intentional
purpose.
For sure.
He totally did that on purpose.
But he doesn't do drugs and he doesn't drink, but he didn't remember if he was drunk or if he got some.
Somebody said, John Parker says, take all the smack-talking listeners onto the party bus and have a fight club. It'd be a
That'd
great
be kind
time.
Of fun.
I wouldn't mind that. I think it'll be a good time.
I think it's always cool, and I think we've talked about this in the past, but Nick, you and I were talking about it the other day, and Barry, you and I were talking about it in the case of even White Magic. It's tough to put a face with the sounds that we hear sometimes.
Yeah.
And so we kid about OU Mike, but I had totally different perception of what Jerry was going to be, and then Jerry showed up one day at a remote, and you're like, wow, okay. And so it's like I always go back to the old adage about Sam Malone when he was on KRB and he was the hottest thing going in radio. You heard Sam Malone's voice and you thought, here's this big kind of imposing figure. And you know,
same thing I think about Palillo.
Really?
No.
Okay. Because at least Sam Malone didn't say his shoe size.
Yeah.
So you had to use your imagination.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's different. I would love to see like how some of these guys actually.
Well, I know it's funny because I'm with you. I always, when I listen to radio, because I loved listening to radio. Not so much now that I'm in it, but I loved listening to sports talk radio and talk radio. And I always had these, like Stevens and Pruitt and the boner.
Oh, yeah.
And I always had these images of what these guys look like.
Psycho Robbie was the big, strong
dude,
guy.
Dude, Psycho Robbie was a family member. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know that until later. One of my cousins is married to him. And then I like saw him at Christmas and...
Yeah. That was kind of that's one that where the voice kind of
like,
fits
whoa,
in.
Yeah,
fits up. Yeah,
that
catches
matches.
Up.
That's exactly what I thought you.
Yeah.
But now I have to get used to the fact that people think that about us. Like I meet listeners,
black and Jewish.
I meet listeners all the time at shows, and they're like, "You're nothing like what I thought you would look like." And so it's weird to hear that because I've been on the other side thinking that. But I'm with you. You hear some of these callers. Jerry looks exactly like what I thought he would look
really?
Like.
Really?
Yeah.
With the eyebrows and everything?
Oh, yeah.
With the brows and everything.
Because
of
the
up.
Way he talked and, he looks exactly like... Like, I picture White Magic kind of looks like Private Powell from...
Gomer Powell?
No. Private Powell from Full Metal Jacket. That's what I picture White Magic looks like.
Okay.
Look, Google it.
I'd have to Google that.
Yeah, I have to
the guy,
well.
The guy that was like, Private Powell! Why is there a jelly donut in your Foot Locker? Because you were hungry.
Well, we know stats anyway, if they're accurate. So you know he's tall.
That's what I'm saying. When you see this guy, this is my mental image of what my White Magic looks like.
Why do I think Chet from Weird Science?
Oh, that's a pretty good one, too, for White Magic.
Yeah.
OU Mike just looks like the dude in the water boy. You can do it! Like that guy. I feel like that's what he would look like.
I think he looks like a Phil Garner, a redheaded Phil Garner with anorexia.
Nice.
That's what I think.
Buckshot texted the show, said Nick should have his Way Back Wednesday title revoked.
Why?
For playing Nickelback on the last break.
Why is Nickelback getting so much hate as of late?
We've talked about this. Erie,
they used to be the
there
band.
There is no comp. There's no middle ground with Nickelback. You either love them or people despise them.
No, I felt like everybody loved them at the beginning, and now everybody hates them.
That's true.
That's
how it happened. It was like Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, they're like the Vanilla Ice of bands.
They were like, yeah, wait a minute. This is
everybody's
crap.
Jumping on the bandwagon.
And then jumping
they
off.
They crossed over into the pop
sprain charts. Ankles, And then somebody went with our Mariners Astros discussion, which I pulled up. But somebody said, do you think it's hard to trust the Mariners because of so many one run game differences? And I mean, that's part of my argument, but I see Joel's point, because you can make the argument last year the Astros won a ton of one run games.
And the year that the Rangers went all the way, I believe, to the American League Championship or even the World Series, they had like this ungodly 36-11 record in one run games. That's something that that is definitely, you got to be lucky.
Yeah, you
and
do.
You catch lightning in a bottle, but it's not something that's going to carry over from year to year. That's why even everybody trying to compare last year to this year, I think it's more impressive. The Astros are only two games off the pace of last year's 101 win team with some of the ways they've lost games and some of and the struggles they've had early on. And so I think in a lot of ways you should be more encouraged about this year's team.
And last year, I mean, we talked about it earlier in April, how there were so many breaks that didn't go their way, balls that didn't fall, balls that were foul that would have been fair last year. Tony Kemp letting a ball bounce into his glove. That last year, that's a catch no matter who's in left field. So, yeah, those type of things aren't happening. And that's what's encouraging about this, is they hadn't even hit their stride yet, and they're maintaining a pace, a World Series pace that they held last year. So that's really cool. But speaking of that, so I looked up the strength of schedule. The easiest strength of schedule in the league is the Tigers.
When you say that, that's up to this point or going forward?
Up to this point.
Okay.
And then the most difficult strength of schedule, Texas Rangers.
Really?
Yeah. The second hardest schedule in baseball that's been played is the Houston Astros.
Excellent.
And the Mariners rank 24th on that list of strength of schedule. So, and then if you go by RPI, which is takes into account, you know, opponents and all that stuff, Astros are number one at a 549 RPI, Yankees 2 at 546, Red Sox 3 at 536, Mariners 4 at 532. So even with that weak-ass schedule, Mariners still have a pretty high RPI based on some of the other factors that they're doing.
Well, and you look at it, just watching last night's game, when you look at the statistics, it should tell you all you need to know. The A's are killing it against every other team in the league. But the A's are struggling mightily and getting their butts pounded by their own division.
Yeah.
That tells you how much better the division is this year.
No doubt. So I'm looking at this like top 10 in the RPI. Mm-hmm. It's your standard teams that are dominating baseball. Astros, Yankees, Red Sox, Diamondbacks, Brewers, Nationals. Although the Brewers aren't necessarily
Brewers
standard.
Brewers is kind of a Cinderella story.
But I expected that this year from them.
After Yelich?
Yeah. But I expected the Brewers to be good this year. Nationals, Angels is top 10. Two teams that are very surprising to me that are in this top 10 is the Mariners and the Braves. But the Cubs, Diamondbacks, we kind of all expected that. The Braves are
Braves
fifth.
Braves are impressive, man.
The Braves are fifth with a bunch of guys and Freddie Freeman.
People thought that team was going to be just looking Acuna to get a huge draft pick and
I had Acuna as my rookie of the year, but that team is playing their ass off.
No doubt. No doubt.
So and pretty impressive.
They're what? What do you say? 3 years ahead of the curve?
No, I think when I did my preview, I think I said, you know, a couple of years. So they might be two or three years
ahead of the curve. Yeah. All right.
So,
well, we're going to continue to roll on. If you want to talk a little Stros, they're about to get underway as well. In the next 20 minutes, they should be finishing up the series against the Oakland A's before they head on to Kansas City for a weekend jaunt against the Royals. We can talk Astros if you'd like, but there's plenty more on the docket to get to. And if there's something you want to throw out there that we haven't thought of, I find that highly impossible. But if it is possible, you throw it our way and we'll talk about that too. HRP listener line is open, 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back in just mere minutes. It's the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
It's the Usual Suspects, as the man said, Joel, Barry, and Nick. Oh, boy, it's getting ugly out there. I hope the lights stay on. That's going to suck. But you know what doesn't suck is free stuff, and we have some stuff to give away to you right now. Now's your chance to win a pair of tickets to see some international rugby right here in the Space City. It's the USA Eagles taking on the world's number 5 ranked Scottish national team. This is your chance to see this epic battle over at BBVA Compass Stadium this Saturday, June 16th. Kickoff is at 8 p.m. Come early for the Rugby Fan Fest. Tickets are on sale. They probably won't last long. Rugby is taking off down here in the city of Houston. You can check out more information at usarugby.org and order your tickets there. But now's your chance to win a pair of tickets to USA versus Scotland rugby. And I'm going to do the folks on the app and the stream a favor. We're going to take caller number 20, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Caller number 20 wins the tickets to the rugby match this weekend. Good luck.
You guys know how to swim?
Is it getting that bad outside?
It's raining.
Is it flooding?
No, it's not flooding yet, but it's looking bad.
Because they said for this weekend, the average was like you were going to get 3 to 4 inches a day. But they said that in certain areas, you could get hit with 6 to 8 inches
nice.
In a short period of time. That's when the flooding hits. And they said for Saturday and Sunday, that's a possibility.
I know I shouldn't let my guard down, but after Harvey, especially at my house, bring it. Whatever.
Just bring it.
I'm kind of with you.
Because I didn't flood. I got lucky. It was close. We were close. But I just feel like if you were told me 3 inches a day for 4 days, I'm like, whatever.
But see,
I can fade that.
God forbid. But if you're
ever God, there's a joke there.
if you're gonna flood, if it floods over there by Joel's house, like how would you evacuate 5 dogs or 4 dogs?
So evacuating is one thing.
I mean, you
but
your
I'm
favorite,
Barry...
and the others just have to swim for it.
What can a 3-legged guy swim?
I don't know. I hope so, but I mean,
I hope so. Maybe
well, here's the thing,
you know what?
He swims
in a triangle.
The thing that I don't like is like Lisa and she knows the people that they rescued a dog this week where the people's house was on fire and the dog was tied in the, to the back porch.
Oh,
and they were trying to get their stuff out and they never once tried to move the dog.
I mean, priorities at that point, though. I get it.
I don't.
You so my dog
they
is
got,
not tied
They got
up.
Their stuff out, but then they left the dog. They just got up in their cars, and they just left the dog at the end. At the oh, very no, end, all I you got to do get. Is untie the
but
leash.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This might make me a bad person.
Get ready for it, bro.
Exactly.
If the house is on fire, the very first thing I'm going to do...
Is get Nora.
The second thing I'm going to do is get my laptop. The third thing I'm going to do...
is get the video game.
No.
The video games.
No.
God of War is going to go to waste. He's getting the drum kit.
God of War is going to go to waste.
I'm getting the TV in the living room because it's on one of those hanging things, and I can just click, click, knock it off and take it out to the truck. Then I'm going back for the PlayStation. Then I'll go back for the drum kit, and if I can catch him, I'll go back for the cat.
Wow. See, that's brutal.
Wow.
But what I was going to say before we get any more hate is the fact, and aside from that story that was a true story, that a neighbor went and rescued the dog and had...
Oh, that was
the leash
very nice.
Was actually so warm, so hot that it burnt the back of the dog's
oh,
neck.
Oh, that's terrible.
But they were able to horrible. Save the dog. But what I learned from all of that is even I don't have to evacuate Nick because remember now, I didn't have flood insurance. My insurance guy forgot to renew it. So I was at the – if we were going to get hit in that storm, that was the storm that was going to do us in. And what I found out subsequently after, thank God, was our house is elevated on a small incline.
Yep.
To the point where we were the only house on the block with that when they constructed the house, and that saved us because the water started coming up.
So everybody else flooded.
Everyone on my
and
house
you're just
by street
mocking them.
No, I was helping them, but yeah, I mean,
that's good.
So that makes me feel better. But you, I mean, based on what this city's been through, the last thing they need is to endure any more.
Yeah,
flooding.
Every time it rains, everybody's like, ugh. Just man, you know, I just get so mad. Do something about our flooding here. Every election, these mayors come in and I'm going to fix some potholes. Well, you know what? I'd rather you fix the flooding.
Well, I get a kick out
Who
of the fact
cares about
that
a pothole?
Like, well, we had the flood relief fund, but it's not nearly enough to pay for it. But we do have the rainy day fund and other like slush funds, but we're not sure we should use it for that. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not focus on the one thing that has been the biggest pain
it's
in the ass
pay,
for the entire
levy
city.
Because I pay, I mean, at least in where I'm from, my city, you pay the levy tax. So it's
oh, you
like,
pay a tax for that levy? Huh?
Yeah.
Mm. No, we don't pay that up north.
It's like an addition to your property taxes. So you're paying for a portion of the levy tax. Why aren't you taking a good portion of that money?
That's just to maintain it, I'm guessing.
I'm thinking probably too, but they've got to be making a profit on
that.
But
here's the thing. Like, we raise taxes to pay for stadiums. We raise taxes to pay for all of this stuff that at the end of the day doesn't mean nearly as much as people losing everything in a flood.
Exactly.
And how many times does that have to happen in this damn city before somebody figures out, you know what? Let's resolve this. Whether it's whether it's, all right, you know what? Bayous are not the solution. We need to cut them deeper. We need to do whatever. There's got to be, there's way smarter people than I that can figure this out. Pay for it.
That big dude Jeff that has nothing better to do with his time that was on TV 80 hours a
he got so much
week.
TV time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The engineer, right?
Yeah.
Mark Schell said it's not even raining in G-Town.
Well, it's definitely doing more than that here.
Yeah, it's certainly raining up here.
Meanwhile,
I
was
drove
it
my
Arlen?
Chevy to the levee once, Barry. I was waiting for that
Was it
one.
Dry?
Yeah. Mm.
Meanwhile, Arlington's raising money for their video games stadium, $10 million.
Arlington?
Yeah, they're building a, they're taking a, I think it's either Arlington, Fort Worth, or Dallas. I can't remember which city.
An esports stadium.
Yeah, and it's $10 million.
Oh, my God.
Why don't they just use the ballpark, which they're is already still a great stadium that they're getting rid of in a year?
And what's crazy, it only holds about 1,000 or 2,000 spectators.
If, so there was, if there was ever a guy out there that just hated virgins and wanted to get, there's your spot. You go there.
Nick said gamers are hot. Gamer chicks are hot.
Yeah. No, that's not true.
He said that.
I showed you a couple pics.
When the Astros were playing the Rangers, didn't that kind of piss you off?
Why?
The Rangers, the people still, a lot of guys still say that it's one of their favorite ballparks.
That Ranger Stadium?
Yeah.
It's a pretty stadium.
They're getting rid of it next year.
Yeah. It's, well, Dallas,
and,
man.
And on the same piece of land between that and Jerry World, they're building another baseball stadium.
Yeah. Well, they need it, though. They absolutely need it. It is so hot up there in the summer.
Well, I just hope that the new stadium is going to be closed roof. I mean,
it is. Okay, it's a closed state. Yeah. L.U. Dillon said, my wife gets 6 to 8 inches every night. All right.
Yeah. And by the way, because I said there was a joke there, Raheel texted me right after you said that. And he said, my wife gets 3 to 4 inches every day this week also.
Yeah, that's about what I was going to say, too.
Yeah. Can I ask you before you get to that?
Yes, absolutely.
Because you're a baseball guy.
Okay.
Name Vince Velasquez, ring a bell?
Yes. Traded for Ken Giles to the Phillies.
Yeah. Vince Velasquez has a no-no through six, and he's facing the Rockies right now. But good for him because he got hurt after the trade. He had a no-no going one other time.
After the trade, his first...
It was like a one or two
eight
hitter.
Outings?
He had a one-hitter, a
but
two-hitter.
He was the hottest pitcher in baseball for the month of April and maybe half of May once the Astros traded him to Philly for Ken Giles, and everyone in this town lost their minds and was like, oh, what have we done? That's an ace. And then he was the Vince Velasquez that got traded
again.
He
blew his arm. I think he had arm issues and other things.
Yeah, it was more of the exception.
I have no doubt in my mind he would be 11 for 11 and save opportunities. I'm just
he was a starter.
Well, that's right. I'm going to make him a pen. Put him in the pen.
He's you don't care.
he'd be better than Kenny G.
So, did you see this story about Jamie Foxx?
Yes. I put it on the rundown. I couldn't
believe
you
did?
It. Yeah.
Nick, did you see this story?
Which story?
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx is accused of slapping a woman with his penis.
Oh, that's BS. That's a BS story.
What was the first thing that popped into your mind when I read that headline?
I mean, if I'm going to be honest...
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the size. I'm like, that thing must have been huge.
My first thought was, I wish I could be able to do that.
Yeah. That was probably my immediate second thought.
I don't have the tools to be able to do that. I don't want to do that. I think that's disrespectful, but I wish that was a crime that I could have been accused of.
I've threatened that.
Here's the thing. There's in my whole life, I know one thing will never happen. No woman is ever going to go public accusing me of slapping her in the face with my penis. It's never going to happen.
Even if it's 3 to 4 inches for four straight days.
It's never. They're going to be like, he poked me. It was like you ever tripped on a doorstop?
imagine him standing over a woman going,
never.
I gave you money.
Yeah, never going to be accused of this crime. Ever, ever. But he is vehemently denying it. He's like,
well,
absolutely not.
Did you hear the whole story?
Yeah, so she came forward now.
Because of the Me Too movement, she felt like it was necessary.
This was back in 2002 when she said it took place. Statute of limitations is long
16
gone.
16 years
she
ago.
She never filed a police report. She said she went to the doctor because she was traumatized later. But if you didn't know the story, basically she claims that her and a friend were partying at his house and he asked her for oral sex. She said no, so he slapped her in the face with it.
Man. We shouldn't be laughing at that.
No.
Which, funny. No, you shouldn't be it laughing at funny. It, but it doesn't sound like he's like, absolutely not. It didn't happen. Well, how, like, I don't know, but I'm just, that's my only thought. My only takeaway from the story is, well, good for Jamie. Like, not that he did it, but that he can. that he's equipped.
Man, my question is, you, if bro. The statute of limitations has run out,
yeah,
and you're bringing it up now, what are you hoping to gain by it?
Raise awareness. I mean, that's the go-to excuse that you could have.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So basically, this is the quote from the attorney. Jamie emphatically denies this incident ever occurred, and he will be filing a report with the Las Vegas Police Department against the woman for filing a false police report against him. The first time he became aware of this absurd claim about an incident that supposedly occurred 16 years ago was when TMZ contacted him about the story.
This week,
on Tuesday.
Yep.
Hart added the alleged incident was not reported to law enforcement in 2002 or at any other time in the last 16 years until Friday because this incident never happened. So, but that I was just making sure that I wasn't the only one that thought, not, oh, what a disgusting pig. What? How can you do that to this poor woman? I was just like.
Now I think about your boy Pete marrying Ariana Grande that. After you said that, too. I was like, what is it?
Probably like. Yeah.
Never mind.
He'd leave a black eye. Just, oh.
Okay. All right, we'll continue to roll on. We're at the midway point of the show, so we'll take a quick break. So can you, but don't go anywhere because we've got a full 90 minutes still on the docket and plenty to get to.
Well, so much for the no-no.
Oh, it's over now?
Apparently it's gone. Somebody texts is like, nope, update your page. It's gone.
Okay. Well,
that sucks.
Still pitching well.
Sucks for him.
No-no through six is still not a bad look.
No, that's a great outing.
Okay. All right, we'll be back with more. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second half of the show. Nicholas, follow along. It's like the bouncing ball. You have 90 in the rear view and 90 still to go in the big show.
By the way, we were talking about White Magic and all of our Jerry. Listeners look like and all that. So when I said in my head, White Magic looks like Private Pyle from Full Metal Jacket, I think he took offense to that.
So you think he did?
So he sent me a picture, and he told me, bleep you. And then he sent me a picture of himself. So I can confirm that he does not look like Private Pyle from Full Metal Jacket. He does, however.
Oh, boy.
Why are you, oh, boy?
Because I know how you like to do what you do.
He kind of looks like a guy that would fart in the library and then blame it on old books. Be like, boy, these books are stale, aren't they? These books look old. Like, he looks like that guy. Like, he eats mayonnaise out of a jar.
I've never heard of anybody blaming it on books, though.
Yeah.
Me
you never
either.
Heard that? Like,
no.
Stale books?
Stale books smell like ass?
Yeah. I used to work in a library. I was in the library. Like, you know how you had...
You used to work in a library?
Work as a job in school. Remember how you had electives?
Oh.
I always had the library as my elective.
What?
Yeah.
Did you choose that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Wait, what?
Why?
It was the absolute best elective because no one goes to the library. And I would just go, hey, I'm going to go put all these books up. And then I would just go sleep in the corner of the library.
Why am I not familiar with these electives? I guess because I went to school, we didn't have that.
Well, you could be like, you had all different things you could do. Like, you know.
Electives for us was like band.
Shop
was another one.
Yeah, well, y'all were in shop making.
The hell are you doing that's going to make you learn in a library? You're not even reading.
Exactly. Yeah, I've always said reading is for stupids. I don't do that.
Have you ever completed one book, like read the entire book?
Yes.
Okay.
Like four.
Four in your whole life?
In 44 years, I've read four books.
Okay.
Probably.
How many of the Cliff Notes have you read?
187.
I told you guys my strategy for those was I would read the first chapter or two, scroll to the middle. Well, not scroll, but go to the middle, read another.
Yeah, I remember.
And then at the read the last chapter.
Yeah, I used to
and
do the stuff back like cover. That too.
Because you reports, always read the back cover.
Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, book reports earned me like free personal pizzas. We talked about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
but no, I'm not a big reader. I've never been a big reader. I don't know why. I just don't like
you're the guy that when you buy the box and you're supposed to like buy something new and you're supposed to put it together yourself, you just like put the
my
instructions
wife,
on the side.
Yeah.
I'll try and do it yourself.
I'll glance at them, but I think I can figure it out on my own. And my wife hates me for that. Does Lisa hover over you with the instructions?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's Nora. I have to, if I'm going to put something together, I have to do it when she's not around. Otherwise, it's going to be done correctly, and it pisses me off. I don't want it done correctly. I want it done quickly.
No, you know what she
big
does?
Difference.
You know what I hate? Because, you know, obviously with a kid, you got to put together toys and stuff all the time. And I'll just start putting it together, and all of a sudden I got the instructions in front of me, and mm-hmm. I'm doing just fine.
Okay.
But then she shows up with her laptop and goes, let me YouTube that and see if there's any videos on how to do it. I don't need a YouTube video. I'm doing it off the instruction booklet. Well, you know, the YouTube video here says you should do it. Well, you want the YouTube to do it? Let's have YouTube put it together.
Why don't you call YouTube and have them come over and do it?
Have someone come on over.
Has
from
she
the
ever
Geek
moved
squad?
You out of the way and taken over?
No, that's not going to happen.
No? No. Okay.
No.
I feel like she might be like, move and just give me the wrench. And then Joel's like, you know what? I don't have to put up with this.
YouTube does kind of give you that false sense of, like it makes you think you're capable when you're not sometimes.
Oh,
just YouTube it. It'll tell you how to do it. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll figure out how to put an engine in my car. I'll just YouTube it. Yeah. No? Yeah. It's not
the
that
false
easy.
False sense of security that everything is doable
anytime
from
I've
your
ever,
own home.
Google it. That's why doctors hate WebMD, because everybody thinks they're their own doctor now.
That's true. Anytime I've ever done anything on my car, I've watched YouTube. I've actually had my laptop out on the ground watching YouTube while I do it. Because I am, when it comes to cars, I know nothing about cars. Not a thing. I've changed my oil one time myself. In 44 years. But I not only did it because I was like, you know, I need to at least say I've done this one time. I've done brakes like twice.
It's not fun.
No, I don't.
When you don't do it every day and you don't have the tools around you, it's not fun.
Not a car guy. I mean, I was in IT. I'm a nerd. Let's be real.
The Geek Squad.
Yeah. I'm not a car guy. You work on your own car?
Yeah, to some degree. But
like,
not
what does
like,
that mean?
Like, I'm not going to go.
Just replace your air
like,
filter?
I'm not going to. Yeah, I mean, I can do filters. I can do I have done belts in the past. I can change my oil, but I don't anymore. I used to.
You really don't need to anymore. Cars are engineered better, and
especially
if you buy a brand new,
synthetic
you got a warranty.
Oil lasts you like 10,000 miles.
Yeah.
Oh, you might seems to think I have an agenda.
Which is?
Anyway, he's going back to when I brought up the guy that accused me of having an agenda over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the Jamie Foxx thing. He says, why is it when you talk about some of these guys, you let them off the hook? No, that wasn't the point of the story for me. It was the fact that he's capable of that, and I'm not. And I don't like that. Somebody changed their water pump by watching YouTube. I'm telling you, dude, YouTube and Google has made so many people so much smarter. You can say what you want about the internet and how
helps.
Bad it is, but dude.
I think it helps, too. I just think in some cases it's just a false sense. Like, how many times have you looked something up, you try to do it yourself, and then you realize you're in over your head, and you're like, you know what? I'm going to call somebody.
Never.
How many times? Yeah, that's happened to me a lot.
Never.
I bet you that's happened to you a bunch of times.
Never.
You being
so
at the
good.
Farm and always I'm trying to do everything yourself.
So good at all this. Give birth a cow. I'm just birthing cows. And
I'm impressed you do your own landscaping.
Why does that impress you?
Because I would never do that.
You wouldn't mow a yard
Hell
on a
no.
riding mower? You wouldn't
uh-uh.
sit on a John Deere with a beer and drive around for an
I
hour?
I remember my parents tried to get me to do it when we first moved in, like years ago when we first moved into the house.
Yeah.
It lasted.
If you wanted me to push mow that son of a gun?
Yeah, that's what
no.
I did.
I've got a riding mower, and I don't mind. The weed eating sucks, and I curse my wife every time I have to go out and weed eat the ditches because she had to have this corner lot. And it's got ditches on three sides. And he's seen a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the ditches I'm standing in, they're as tall as I am. They're 6 foot deep. And I have to weed eat that because you can't mow it. Sucks. So, yeah. That part sucks. And I've actually tried to hire people. I've had, like, I texted I read the Facebook. Oh, this is the best yard guy in our neighborhood. So I'm like, hey, bro, come out and tell me how much you charge me to weed eat my ditches. He's like, all right, I'll be there tomorrow. I never hear from him again because they show up and they see it and they're like, I ain't doing this. I can't even pay somebody to come do it. It sucks. So
yeah,
bad.
That does suck.
I hate it. Literally want.
Thinking about just burning it.
To do be my, like, what happened? But I really want to do my own lawn.
You can come do mine.
But I hate the thought of it. The lawn part is fine. It's just all the edging and I might have to start doing it based on the fact that with a broken leg and two broken fingers from the guys that just tried to trim my trees, I might have to. I'm fine with the lawn. I cut lawns my whole life.
But I'm with you on that. The thing is, you got to do the edging. You got to do the cleanup process. There's a lot more than just, people just think you're just cutting grass and that's it. It's not.
Yeah.
No.
It sucks.
Yeah. I have to divide it up over 3 days. There's that much to do. I can't just go out and knock it out. My old house, I could go out and knock it all out in like 3 hours, 4 hours. Easy. I was done. I have to divide it up over 3 days because, like I said,
that's ridiculous.
Just weeding the ditches can take me almost 2 hours.
Always lived in a small house, but we had a yard in the front and the back. But
the ditches. That doesn't count weed eating the yard around all the flower beds, the backyard itself, around the house. So that's just the ditches. Mowing takes an hour on a riding mower. And then I got to edge. We have two driveways because we have like our front driveway and then our side driveway. So I got to, it sucks, man. I hate yard work. The only thing I hate more is dishes. My dad made me do dishes growing up.
With you.
Ooh. Nora was like, I'm like,
I'd
that's
rather
all
do
you.
Dishes than cut grass.
Oh, no doubt. But like, Nora's not swapping with me. So I'm like, you know what? I never want to have to do dishes. Every once in a while, I just get in there. I'm like, whatever, I'll do it. But, oh, God, I hate dishes.
Yeah, I'm glad we have a dishwasher because I hate dishes for sure. But I have never had a problem cutting the lawn. But I never had a massive lawn like you either. I'm not going to do something over a three-day period. There's no way.
Each week or every 2 weeks?
Yeah, about every 2 weeks.
Hell no.
Nope.
Yeah, 6 days out of the month?
Yeah.
Hell no.
You can't get that time back, bro. It's worth the money to pay someone to do that.
And you're that white? I mean, you don't get tanned at all?
he's got that big old beach hat.
I feel like this is a decent amount of tan for me
he's
right now.
He's got that beekeeper's outfit.
6 days out of the month in the summer in Houston?
Yeah, I wear long sleeves because I'm weed eating.
He wears that beekeeper's outfit with the big hat.
Yeah, I try not to. I mean, I get some sun, but my dad had skin cancer, so I try not to.
Oh, so you ain't messing around with that?
No, I don't want to go through that. No.
Okay. I thought you were just wearing a t-shirt.
No. I do. I mean, sometimes I do. But I wear sunblock and stuff, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We're not all blessed to be not white and don't burn as soon as we walk out into the sun,
easy,
Nick.
Easy, whitey.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, we're going to continue to roll on. Hey, one quick reminder still. If you guys are still interested, you've heard about the road trip coming up on Saturday down to Sunfest in Galveston for Sunfest 2018. We do have some seats still available on the bus. So email bus at ESPN975.com. Talk to Michelle. Reserve yourself a seat. Again, we've told you, for just $30, you get the luxurious tour bus ride down there and back. Breakfast, dinner, and snacks. Adult beverages provided until they run out. You can bring your own as well. All for just $30. Great deal. Email bus at ESPN975.com. Michelle, take care of the rest. We'll be back with more. It's Usual Suspects, ESPN975.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Knee deep in hour number 2 of the 3-hour extravaganza. It is The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, Nick, Joel. We are on the arc, and two at a time, we are making sure we stay afloat. Hopefully you are dry where you are, but man, oh man, that storm came in a hurry.
It came and went pretty quick.
It's starting to light back up out here, yeah.
Yeah. I hope it goes north and at least makes it to my yard.
Hey, intern Andrew said there's a lawnmower specifically for ditches at Lowe's.
Doesn't it kind of hover? Not.
That's what he said. I'm just trying to help you out.
Is it the hover? Is it that hovercraft?
I've seen that. I don't know. Yeah, I've seen them too.
Is that functional for what you're trying to do?
I bought just like a regular push mower, and I was like, well, this ain't going to work. It's too steep. It's too steep. So then I was like, well, I'll just... But I have seen it's a hover mower. It's crazy. It never there's no wheels on it. And basically the fan or the wind, the air from the blades is what causes it to stay above ground, and you just move it. Like almost like, you know, you've seen those like floor polishers like late at night in the mall where the guy's like doing that little thing back and forth, the big circular disc, kind of like that.
Right. But I guess it's not that effective, because if it is, then you could probably find someone you could pay to do it for you, right?
I mean, I guess I could buy one.
But even the guys who have like the best industrial equipment wouldn't cut it for you, right? Because you said you couldn't find anybody that would.
Yeah, but none of those dudes have that.
Right.
They're just weed eating it. And they don't want to have to weed eat it. It's not worth it. Like I had one guy tell me $50 to weed eat it every week. I was like, I'm not paying you $200 a month.
That'd be a great account for him.
Man. And he's already across the street. I was like, no. I'm not doing that. So here's the hover mower.
Mm-hmm.
Where the hell did it go? Oh, my gosh. Toro apparently has a hover mower for greens on golf courses that you ride on.
Henry is on hold. That's wild. Whenever you're ready. Not now, but whenever you're ready. He wants to clarify that.
Let's go to Henry. Henry, what's up?
Henry, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing, sir? You having a good time?
Yeah. Yeah. Are you?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. You're on the air. Go.
Hey, Barry, I have the same problem you have. I got a lot I hate to cut, but they have a lawnmower for wheels. It have a special attachment on the front.
I don't know what that is in the background, but please turn it down.
I cut my radio down. Are you there, Barry?
Yes, sir. I'm here, Henry.
Okay, yeah. You have a lawnmower with a special weed eater attachment. It's like a lawnmower. All you got to do is just weed eat your grass or your ditches. It'll take you about 5 or 10 minutes to do your ditches. It's just like a lawnmower. But it has a weed eater.
Sir, Barry has 40 acres of ditches.
So now, is this like for a riding lawnmower or a push mower?
No, it's a push mower. It's just like a push mower. You just push it.
I'm going to have to look at this. All right, Henry. I appreciate it, bud.
Thank you.
Henry sounds like a cop, huh?
Yeah, there was something in the background.
Tow truck driver.
Something with the CB.
Long haul trucker. Yeah, there was something with CB going on. I kind of wanted to hear. I'm nosy like that.
I bet you have some dirty tar that goes down.
I do have a lot of ditch.
And a windbreak.
No windbreak. So you can get a hover mower for about $500.
It's like pocket change.
No, that's just... Yeah.
That and a drum kit.
I got
more room in my garage to take up. Damn it.
And at $500, you're starting to think, can I find someone to do it for like five? Because if it costs you $500 a year, well, like, do you want to invest in the $500 even though you get your money back?
After the first year, I would. Not the first year, man. But after that. By the way, did you see the odds for the U.S. Open? Who do you have?
I just looked up and saw. Resident golf listener is Josh Rapp. So he started asking me this morning.
Yes.
So he gave me his pick.
Who did he have?
He had Justin Rose as his number one.
12-1.
Yeah, and he had, I forget, I can look it up. He had a couple more, and then he asked me, and I said, just off the cuff, without looking at anything, I would say, and I went with kind of ball strikers, I went with Justin Thomas, Dustin Johnson, and then I went with guys that have had good success in majors lately, Charlie Hoffman, Matt Kuchar. I think that might have been it. But I gave him props. I thought Rose was a good call.
Yeah, so Dustin Johnson 9-1, Justin Rose 12-1, McIlroy 14-1, Justin Thompson 14-1, Ricky Fowler 14-1, Jason Day 16-1, Jordan Spieth 18-1, Tiger Woods 20-1 odds. I was watching Get Up this morning.
Yep.
On ESPN and
your grill Beetle.
Yeah. Jeez. But Greenberg was saying if you want to save your money, don't bet on Dustin Johnson, because apparently the odds on favorite is not one, like has only done it once in so many years. So I don't know. I just know Tiger's not going to win. And I've said, and Josh Rapp and I have argued about this on Twitter, I don't know that he's ever going to win a major again. I just don't think he will.
I feel like, I don't feel he'll break Jack's record, but I feel like he'll win one more. But I didn't feel like that a year or so ago when he was really looking like physically he wasn't going to be able to get that back together.
Yeah.
But the way he's been playing lately is encouraging that I think he'll find it at some point.
Okay.
So we'll see.
I'll probably be wrong, but that's all right. It won't be the first time.
Here's your boy.
Oh, no.
Go get him.
Is it not time to go to break?
It's close.
Now, let's see what he says. OU Mike wants to talk about mowing ditches. Now, OU Mike. OU Mike, are you there?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to stop you right here. Before you do this call, if you try to blend a reference between ditches and bitches, we're hanging up on you. I'm not going to let you just keep lobbing these softballs up here.
He's out.
Okay.
I wouldn't do that.
Okay, good. What's up?
I hear that goats are good for ditches.
Goats?
And lonely nights. Back it up.
Evidently, Barry found it very funny.
I liked that.
I liked that one too, though.
I did.
That was way better than the other one, where you don't know where the punchline is. That was funny. That's like corny old OU Mike.
He said, back it up. Say, now, girl, you look good. Won't you back that ass up?
I've told you in the past, that goes to my all-time go-to joke, like the one you told.
Which one?
Where the guy's riding his bike down the old farm road, and he looks out into the field, and he sees a farmer with his pants down chasing a herd of sheep.
Uh-huh.
And so he's like, something's not right with that. So he goes up to the farmhouse, and there's a kid coming out the back door. And he goes, hey, kid, you know there's a farmer in your field chasing a herd of sheep? And the kid goes, yeah, that's my dad.
Nice. I like that.
Similar premise to what OU Mike just brought to the table.
Adam Sandler released like some comedic album once, and he did this little bit where he had a conversation with a talking goat. Did you ever hear that, Barry?
Yes.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, very funny. Sandler back in the day was
That was funny. Strong.
Now he just makes movies that suck just for the sake of making movies that suck.
Because he puts his family members in it.
And he puts his family and friends in it. And it's crazy how many consecutive suck movies he's had, and he still gets to make more movies.
I hate it. I hate it. Somebody said it's pouring up in Tomball, so that's good news. And people keep sending us pictures. Guys, I'm not opening pictures when you text them to the show.
Pictures of what?
I don't know, because I'm not opening them. They like send
least,
them.
Shouldn't they at least give you a heads up? Like, you opened White Magic's.
No. He sent me that on Twitter.
Oh.
And like, if you want me to look at pictures, you can send them on Twitter. That's one thing. But coming through the text line, I don't trust them. I don't have any idea what this could be. So I don't open the pictures on the text line. I just don't do it. It's kind of like...
on this computer.
I was going to say, but what if they sent you a note that said, hey, I'm sending you this picture of...
Hey, here's nudes of my wife. I might open them.
Jeez.
But that's it. No, I don't know. It's just like links. When somebody sends us a link on Twitter, I don't click on it. People have bad intentions. They want to give you viruses.
Should be all right. You got a Mac. You're good.
Nope. People have bad intentions. I don't trust people. Not going to do it. Not going to do it. Wouldn't be prudent.
I tried that the other day.
Huh?
I tried that one the other day.
What one?
Not going to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Be prudent. Barbara, good. Yeah. Not bad. Not going to do it.
Good for OU Mike, though, because I was about to.
I'm glad he redeemed himself.
I was ready to.
I really did think.
But he didn't do that.
I really did think there was going to be a ditches, you know, like ditches get snitches or whatever from him, but he didn't, so I'm proud of him.
That would have been funny if you did predict correctly and he just couldn't.
And he just hung up.
Oh, that would have been hilarious.
You can't make a ditches/bitches reference. That's been great.
Well, I guess I'm done here.
I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Jeez. All right, two in the books, one more to go. 1 hour left of the big show, and it's all coming up in just mere minutes. So hang in there, participate if you'd like. White Magic, Eric, we see you. Hang in there. And right now I want to tell you about my friends at Infuse Energy. Josh Pestikoff and his staff do a fantastic job. They're locally owned and operated. You're not going to get automated systems. You're going to get a human being on the phone. The minute you call, 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. They're going to get a human being on the phone because, first of all, those automated systems are just a pain in the butt that frustrate the hell out of people when they call. Here you get someone that can address your needs immediately. They can ask you as many questions as you ask them so that they can figure out when you use energy the most, when you use it the least. Do you use it for your business? Do you use it for your family? And go from there so that they can get you with the best possible rate and the best plan for your needs. That's just the way they do business. They want to be a trusted friend. They want to be 100% honest. There's going to be times, albeit rare, when there is cheaper competition out there that can beat their prices. They're going to let you know because that gets you to solidify the belief that there is a relationship here to be had with the people at Infuse Energy. And if you don't use them right away, you might use them down the road because you know they're going to take care of you and they're not going to try and screw you over to make a buck. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. And it's 100% green energy at your fingertips. You sign up and get a green plan. It offsets your electricity use with renewable energy credits. That helps decrease your carbon footprint. Overall, it's just a great way to do business with a local company, get a great rate, and know that you can trust them. Give them a call, 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732, or infuseenergy.com.